Welcome to Employment Law Matters with Barrister Daniel Barnett.
Hello, Daniel Barnett here, and welcome to a slightly unusual episode of Employment Law Matters. I want to tell you today about a new product that I've developed for HR professionals and employment lawyers. So I'm not teaching you any law or discussing any law in this episode. It's just something that you might be interested in, might be interested in having a look at, and might be interested in downloading. It's a set of 20 HR policies. Now, I know that from having been practicing for best part of a quarter of a century, one of the problems that employers often have with their HR policies is that they're out of date and they don't have time to update them, or they're wordy and full of jargon and nobody reads them, which is a perennial problem. I'm often questioning people in the witness box and they'll say, these policies are so long, so complicated, we didn't have time to read them. Or you might find people say, we've got too many policies and they don't link up properly. Or many HR people are sick of being the HR police and they want simple policies that give them flexibility. What I've done is I've put together 20 of the key policies that every SME needs, and I've stripped them down and reduced them to their bare essentials. There's no verbiage. There's no restrictive procedures. Any managers can read and follow them. You don't need to worry about whether they're up to date. They cover the law as it stands now, so they include the April 2020 changes to what needs to be in a written statement of particulars of employment. They include bereavement leave. They're thoroughly up to date. You've got flexibility where it's needed with clear guidelines where necessary. They're simple. They're practical. They're readable. So what are they? Well, just before I tell you, I generally find that the way that a lot of people get their policies together is when an HR person moves jobs, they nick the policies from their previous job, they cut and paste them, put them into templates, and use them in the new job. And they've often been written for an entirely different sort of purpose. They're often too complicated, too wordy. And if somebody needs a new policy, well, they email friends and say, have you got a policy? And a policy will come from yet another source and get added to that big file that sits on the shelf or on the internet, which nobody ever looks at. Another very common problem is people update policies regularly to cater for every problem that's occurred in the business. So if somebody has been dismissed, let's think of a really silly example, for eating particularly smelly packed lunch, then someone is going to create an eating particularly smelly packed lunch policy or add a paragraph to the existing disciplinary policy to prohibit eating a particularly smelly packed lunch. And this is what causes policies over time to become utterly unworkable because they're not one set of joined up policies. They've been added to sporadically and often they don't make sense. So it's no surprise that line managers just think, can't be bothered to read this. So my policies solve this problem. They're straightforward, they're simple, they're clean, they're usable. And here's what they are. I'll run through the 20 policies, then I'll tell you about the extras you get. And by the way, if you want to see more about this, have a look at www.policies2020.com. Policies2020.com. But here's what you get. The 20 policies. You get a recruitment policy, which deals with internal and external recruitment, with advertising, shortlisting, interviewing, and making a job offer. Number two is a holiday policy, talking about holiday entitlement, sickness during periods of holiday, long-term absence on holiday, and arrangements on termination. All these come, by the way, as Word documents, so you can amend them as you wish to fit into your organisation. And lots of these policies have bits that say either this or this. So you select the bit that's right for you. They're really intuitive and easy and simple to use. So one is recruitment, two is holiday. Number three is a flexible working policy. Number four, equal opportunities, which covers different types of discrimination, the duties and responsibilities for management and staff, what you do on recruitment and selection, and how to deal and enforce breaches of the policy. Number five is a drugs and alcohol policy, covering things such as the consequences of drug or alcohol use, drinking at work events, dealing with side effects of prescription medication and screening and searches. Number six, very important in the modern age, a well-being policy, dealing with managing stress and sources of external support. Number seven is a menopause policy, helping managers, particularly male managers, understand the menopause and understand what they need to do to help women through the menopause. Number eight, now this is the only complicated one in the whole batch, and it has to be. It's the maternity and family friendly policy. This is detailed. It sets out all the laws on maternity leave and pay, shared parental leave, paternity, adoption, parental leave, and bereavement leave. Number nine is a homeworking policy. It covers applying for homeworking, covers setting up, managing, and supervising homeworking. And it covers security, confidentiality, and data protection. Number 10 is social media. Number 11 is a harassment and bullying policy. Number 12 is a performance improvement policy. And you can download this one for free at www.policies2020.com. You can download the performance improvement policy for free to get a taste of what the other 19 look like. Number 13 is an absence management policy covering reporting absence, evidence of incapacity, the fit for work service, managing long-term and persistent absence, and dealing with other types of absence. Number 14 is a grievance policy. Number 15, a whistleblowing policy. Number 16, a bribery policy. Number 17 is a data protection policy, fully compliant with the GDPR. And it's an updated version of the one that I made available in 2018 when the GDPR came in. Number 18 is a modern slavery policy. Number 19, a disciplinary policy. And number 20 is a redundancy policy, which includes sections on avoiding redundancies, making redundancies, and sample selection criteria. But that's not all you get at policies2020.com. You also can download employment contracts. I've prepared a junior employment contract template and a senior employment contract template, fully compliant with all the new April 2020 rules and regulations on what has to be in written particulars. And this is really fantastic, you get a copy of my brand new book, which comes out this month, February 2020, on changing terms and conditions. It's a 90-page guide that covers hiring, covers changing terms and conditions. It covers how to start the process of changing terms, getting the employee's agreement, imposing changes, dismissal and re-engagement. It covers managing changes post-TUP, and it covers introducing new policies. So really, really valuable guide that you get when you get hold of the policies at www.policies2020.com. You also get a one-year money-back guarantee. Now, very straightforward. If you're not happy with the policies when you've bought them, we'll give you a refund. It's that simple. You get 1 year to ask for your money back. And if you ask, you get. There's no conditions. You don't need to send anything back. If you ask, you will get your money back. So how much do the policies cost? Well, there are two options. The basic cost of the policies is £895 plus VAT. And for that, you get the 20 policies, the two standard contracts, the changing terms and conditions book, and you also get a T-shirt I've had designed, which is really fabulous. Have you read my policy? It's an in-your-face T-shirt slogan. You get, we throw in as well, my 2018 online GDPR course. We throw in a transcript of the Employment Law Masterclass 2019. You get the 12-month money-back guarantee. And if you're a solicitor or an independent HR professional, you get a license to resell the policies to your clients. So you can actually make a lot of money from these. So that's option one, 895 plus VAT. Now, option two may be a better one. I run a membership club for HR professionals called the HR Inner Circle. You can see details if you want at hrinnercircle.co.uk, but that's not what this is about. Members of the HR Inner Circle get a £500 discount on these policies. So they pay £395 rather than £895. And I'm also offering a month's free membership of the HR in a Circle. So what you can do is join the HR in a Circle for free, pay £395 rather than £895, because you get the £500 discount, and then after your first free month, it's £86 plus VAT a month. You can cancel at any time, so you can cancel in month 1, month 2, month 12, month 24. That's fairly straightforward. There's no long time period. So that's a £500 discount. And what you get for that are the all the things we were talking about before, the 20 HR policies, the 2 employee contract templates, the changing terms and conditions book, the t-shirt, the online GDPR course, the transcript of my Employment Law Masterclass 2019, the 12-month money-back guarantee, and the license to resell the policies if you're a lawyer, a solicitor, or an HR professional. But as a member of the HR in a Circle, and I hope you'll stay a member, you also get this. You get every month a magazine, a 24-page magazine, containing articles by me on current HR topics, legal developments, tips, strategies, and suggestions for running an HR department. You get a regular monthly audio seminar, which comes to you by MP3. And all of this is material you can't get anywhere else. So the last couple of audio seminars have been an end-of-year review. They've been on changing terms and conditions, and they've been on shared parental leave. The next few are on managing sickness absence, on holiday pay, and on tackling sexual misconduct. So you get the magazine, you get the audio seminar, you get ongoing monthly Q&A calls where members of the HR in a Circle log in to a live webinar, throw questions at me, I answer all those questions, and we keep going until everyone's had all of their questions answered. It's a fantastic way that people can get very quick advice on problem areas for them. You get complimentary entrance to a conference that I organise once a year just for members of the HR in a Circle. It's a full day conference. We always have absolutely fantastic speakers. We're finalising this year's conference programme at the moment, so I can't tell you who's speaking yet. But as an example, the speakers last year were Gillian Howard on getting the right answers out of occupational health, Dr. Roger Miles on how rulemakers, employers, aren't the people who should make rules and why employees misbehave, Perry Timms on designing organisations where people flourish, and Sophie Bennett, who's an international speaker on motivation, talking about the mystery of motivation. We also had several members speaking for 5 to 10 minutes, a little bit like a TED Talk, on a topic of their choice. So those included 5 epic HR failures, flexible working, lifestyle, business and relationships, HR in an emoji world, ways to promote your HR consultancy, and more. So as a member of the HR in a Circle, you get the monthly magazine, the monthly audio seminar, the monthly Q&A, the annual conference. You have videos of everything I've done, so all my masterclasses, all the previous annual conferences. Your membership's cancelable at any time. There's no notice period required. And you also, I think this is the best thing, you also have access to an incredibly active online support community. Now, it's on Facebook. Most people who join Facebook groups join, they think it's going to be really exciting. They think their life is going to change for the better. And they go into the groups and they suddenly realize no one ever posts. And when they do, it's really boring. And you get disillusioned and leave very quickly. Now, the HR Inner Circle group is so far removed from that, it's incredible. You go on there, you post a query, and within 2 hours, you will usually get anything between 4 and 10 replies from HR professionals who've been through what you're going through and know the answer. Sometimes they'll share documents or policies or templates. Sometimes they'll point out the pros and cons of approaches, and they'll always act as a very effective second sense check. It is a brilliant, really active online community. So the options are: option 1, £895 plus VAT for the policies, the contracts, the book, etc. Option 2, you can take advantage of the £500 discount to members of the HR in a Circle by joining for a month, £86 a month after the first month, cancelable at any time, and then you're paying £395 for the policies. Let's just run through those policies again really quickly, and then I'll go through some FAQ type questions. You get the recruitment policy, the holiday policy, the flexible working policy, the equal opportunities policy, drugs and alcohol, well-being, menopause, maternity and family friendly, homeworking, and social media. They're just the first 10. Then the next 10 are harassment and bullying, performance improvement. That's the one you can get for free at www.policies2020.com. Performance improvement, absence management, grievance, whistleblowing, bribery, data protection, modern slavery, disciplinary, and redundancy. So on the website, www.policies2020.com, you can choose the option you want to buy them under, the 895 or the 395 option, and you can pay by card. But if you don't want to pay by card, you just need to email us, and there are clear email links on the website, and we can send you an invoice and you can pay that way. The moment you've paid, you get immediate links to download the policies, to download the contracts, an immediate link to access my GDPR for HR professionals course, an immediate link to download the transcript. If you've joined the HR on a Circle, immediate access to everything there. And we put in the post the Have You Read My Policy t-shirt and the Changing Terms and Conditions book. As I said, if you want your money back, if you're not happy, we do have a 1-year guarantee where you can just ask for your money back and you will get it back. You can rebrand the policies. You can put them into whatever format you want. You can use them as your corporate policies. You can resell them. As I said, if you're an HR professional, they come as Word documents. You can do whatever you want with them. Now, I do want to add a couple of important caveats. These policies are written for the SME, the small medium enterprise organization. They are not suitable in particular sectors. They're not suitable in the financial sector because they're not geared up to comply with the FCA or the PRA regulation regime. And they're not suitable for the care sector because they're not set up to comply with the CQC regime. Also, if you recognise a union, unions may be reluctant to allow you to introduce these new policies because they are simple and straightforward and they don't contain the level of detail that unions often like to see in policies where absolutely every step is prescribed down to the letter, thus making it far more likely that a manager may trip up and open the business to some sort of claim. If you're entirely ignorant of all HR, these 20 policies cover everything you need. And if you're not sure, remember you're covered under our 12-month guarantee and can have your money back if you remain uncertain once you've seen them. One thing you can't do, I'm afraid, is just buy one policy or two policies rather than all 20. They're designed to work together. Several of them cross-reference to other related policies, and you can only get hold of them as a complete set. If you want to see a sample, you can download the performance improvement policy for free from www.policies2020.com. And one other really interesting thing you'll see if you go to policies2020.com is what other people have said. So we've got testimonials there from other independent HR professionals, corporate HR professionals, and solicitors as well. So those are, I'll just give you some examples. We've got Angela Rhodes from Crispin Rhodes, Fiona Sotero from Sotero Consulting, Simon Silver at SBP Law, Liz Butcher from the HR Surgery. All these people give comments and feedback. Carol Hollett from Ten Alps Publishing, Heather Chadburn from the Wireless Group, Steve Rungasamy, who's the head of HR at Hawes & Curtis, Mark Jones, a partner at IBB Solicitors, and many more. So please do have a look, www.policies2020.com. This has been a slightly unusual episode of Employment Law Matters, but it's an extra one. The normal editions still come out every single Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Any information on this podcast is for general guidance only. Always seek legal advice. Please see full terms at www.danielbarnett.co.uk/podcast-terms.